everyone, welcome to Tita Talk, where your Twitter titas talk about life, love, and all the keme in between. This is E, Madam Hiddles on Twitter, ang tita niyong palaging galit dun sa mga apostrophe na wala sa lugar. Guys, ilugar po natin sila, huwag nating ilagay dun sa mga words na mga plural. Hindi nila kailangan yon. Anyway, June 24, ginulantang tayo ng news about the death of former President Pinoy. And ang dami-daming lumabas na mga kwento, lalo from his former staff. And ang ganda-gandang pakinggan, yung mga ano, ha? Ay, staff lang, tigilan mo ko. Huwag niyo akong guguluhin dahil sa staffs na yan. Sandali, Ana. Anyway, yun. Ang dami-daming nagpapa-interview from his former staff and the people who were very close to him. And ang ganda-gandang panoorin at pakinggan yung mga the stories that they were sharing to us. So, ang mga tita niyong chismosa, gusto rin naming makisawsaw, di ba? We need to know these things. And if ever, makaalam pa tayo ng other ng mga kwento, paano pa naman, di ba? Nakasama natin sa Tita Talk si Madam Abby. Kailangan nating malaman ng mga kwentong ganyan. And today, we have a very special guest. Siya po yung dating presidential spokesperson. So in perspective, siya si Harry nung former admin. Oh my God, right? So
biglang umalis si Edwin dito.
Nung makikita mo, diba, ang happy-happy. But anyway, bro. Si Mr. Edwin Lasierda. Hi, sir! Welcome
hello,
to Tita Talk!
Hello, Tita.
Hi, Edwin!
Hi, Marga. Hi, Ethel. Hi, Anna. Hi, Abby. Ang tawag ko kay Abby, deputy. Pag-asara ko.
Talaga?
Which is all the time.
Anong tono pag natawag mo siyang
deputy? Ano nga ba Abby?
Deputy!
Deputy ganyan? Anong nagpo-post nun pag ginaganon mo si Abby? Galit ka?
Hindi naman, minsan lang. Minsan lang kami mag-away. Na once every 3 days.
Minsan na!
Oo, alam mo dati, na-offend ako talaga kasi yak umiyak, na-offend ako kasi. Man, part tayo ng staffs. Tiyos.
Nakita ko yung picture ng mga staffs. Ang dami nyo, pero ang
dami naming staffs, di ba?
Oo.
Meron siyang bisita. So, may courtesy call sa kanya. Tapos dumating na yung bisita. Tapos hindi ko alam, siguro parang nagmamadali siya na may kailangan siyang sabihin. Tapos siguro hindi niya maalala yung pangalan ko.
Oh.
Sabi niya sa akin,
ilang taon na kayong magkakilala or ilang buwan pa lang kayong magkakilala nun?
Okay, mga more than a year. Mga more than a year.
Oh my God! Chinese ambassador yun.
Oo nga. Ikaw naman, ayoko nang i-booking eh. Sinabi mo.
Sabi niya talaga sa akin, parang kasi normally, syempre, pag nagme-meet na sila, kami namang mga aliping sa gigilid, mga nasa gilid, di ba? Tapos pagtingin niya sa akin, siguro hindi niya talaga maalala yung pangalan ko. Wala.
Blanco.
Oo, sabi na lang niya sa akin.
Ganda.
Oo. Hindi ko maalala.
Buti walang nguso. Buti walang nguso. O, Pinoy na Pinoy yun,
so, okay,
diba?
Okay, nauna na yung laglagan natin. Let's get to the questions muna. O, Edwin, so, for the benefit of our listeners and viewers, di ba nga, you've been out of government for, kay Nina Abby, you've been out of government for 5 years now. What have you been up to the past 5 years?
Well, for the past 5 years, after coming we left government, Abby and I and Manolo started a consultancy. We have a comms consultancy, and then subsequent to that, I started together with 3 other founders a startup called PayMongo, and that's where I also brought in Abby. She's our general counsel there and head of compliance. So that's what we do. And then recently we started another startup entertainment startup called Kilig.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. So, but lately, we've been, you know, upon because of the death of Noy, medyo iba na naman ang focus. Di ba yung parang, ang emphasis ngayon, tak muna, ito na lang ba ang ginagawa natin? Para lang ba sa atin ngayon? So, you begin to think about, may election ang darating na 2022, sino ba ang ating pagkatoin? So, biglang nag-iba na naman ang orientation mo, at saka, you now worry about the future of the country. So, we want the leader that we want. So, doon medyo nagiging, nag-isip-isip ngayon kung ano bang pwede nating gawin para sa bayan.
So, tech bro ka na ngayon.
Medyo tech senior citizen.
Umamin agad.
Tech tito.
Pinapakul yeah. Na nga kita eh. Sinabi ko, tech bro eh.
Tech tito, oo. But maganda ang makasama yung mga bata. But in the palace nga, when we were working in government, we've always been working with young people talaga. Iba talaga yung masipag at saka yung training talaga that we went through working in the palace, working for President Aquino. Iba talaga yung standard. Yung mga kwento ng mga narinig yung mga staff, it applies also to cabinet members. Talagang, and you carry it, the way we work, even up till now, dala mo yung ganung discipline na data-driven, na talagang ginigrill lahat ng mga tanong. Hindi pwedeng basta lang. Hindi yung pwedeng pwede na. Yung ganun yung attitude talaga, na dala talaga yon. Naging DNA na namin na hindi pwede ang pwede na.
Oo, bawal
siya. Open-ended na.
Bawal siya yung nag-aaway yung subject, saka verb.
Saka oh, yes. Oh my God, thank you.
Kung saan siya napunta. Saka ano, iba, I think, parang even if, mga nagsasalita ka, tas pag nahuli, pag si sir kasi, parang, pag feeling niya, medyo hindi mo naintindihan yung sinabi mo, papaulit niya sa'yo eh, na parang, did you actually use that word correctly? Minsan si sir may ganun siya eh, na parang tama ba yung gamit mo ng word na yun? Yung gaganun
siya. Tapos mag-gaslight ka.
Ay, wait, tama ka ba yung sinabi ko? Lalo ka pag Filipino word. So, very, very Madam Hiddle siya that way.
Ano yung sinabi niyo? Madam ano?
Madam Hiddle.
Ako. Kasi notorious ako sa Twitter niyan.
Aming grammar Nazi.
Pakialam nera, maski hindi naman kailangan, di ba? Pero what I wanted to ask the two of you, what made you decide to be part of the Pinoy admin? Like, was there a compelling reason for you joining?
Sa akin, I can only say from, you know, we were recruited, invited separately, but our first meeting, it's the first time we saw each other was our first meeting. We were recruited by, I was recruited by Yoli Ong. And I think si Abby was also recruited by Yoli Ong. At that time, we were meeting in Makati, 2009 yun, di ba, Abby?
Mommy, I was Darwin. Darwin Mariano ako.
But we met in the office of Yoli Ong because Darwin is a friend of Yoli. So we met in Yoli Ong, Yoli Ong's office. And then doon na kami nakita. Sabi ko, sino itong matari na babaeng ito? Sabi ko, si lahat kami lalaki except this girl. And then after that meeting, eh,
ang tangkad pa naman yan. Ang tangkad pa naman yan.
Doon sa meeting namin si Manolo. So si Manolo kilala ko, si Darwin hindi ko kilala, itong si Abby hindi ko kilala. Tapos nung bumaba kami sa office, sa building, yung parang nagsigarilo ka agad with Manolo. Sabi ko, sino ba itong mahadera, itong napakatare, nakipagsigarilo si Manolo Quezon, the explainer. Parang napaka-chami-chami ninyo. Parang ganun ang feeling ko. But anyway, that started it all. At that time, I was being considered by Yoli kasi ang nagpili kung sinong spokesperson eh. So, and I think si Abby was being asked to be part of the comms team, di ba? Ganun yung ano. So, doon kami nag-umpisa. And then,
what was your background before you were recruited?
My background, I was a lawyer. I'm a practicing lawyer at that time. I was also a law professor. I was teaching constitutional law. At that time, because of my association with Manolo, I was in guested in. I wrote a blog. We were the early bloggers nung 1990s yun eh. I had a blog called San Juan Gossip Mills Outlet. Si Manolo naman has his I forgot what his blog was, eh. MLQ yata or something. We wrote political blogs. So one time, parang, I think if I remember it right, pinitik ko si Carmina Constantino. Nasa ANC, ANC siya. Pinitik ko sa blog ko, sa blog ko. And then Manolo showed it to Carmina Constantino. Ang ginawa ni Carmina, siguro, na-challenge siya, invited me to guest on her show sa ANC. From there on, naging, because I was teaching constitutional law, and that was the time of GMA. So talagang magulo yung GMA, EOS 464, yung mga, a lot of constitutional issues were being discussed. So yun, nagkakilala na, and then, panay ang, then I met Ricky Carandang, parati rin akong ginagawang resource person ng ANC, and then, yun na, natuloy na. And then I became a member of Black and White together with Manolo, Leia, Dinky Suliman, Ging Deles. These were the anti-GMA calling for transparency and accountability. Ang first rally ko nga was in Mendiola, nag-rally kami. Bawal ang rally noon. So, nag-rally kami. And then, nung nag-umpisa, and then, nag-decide tumakbo si Mar, nag-decide, and then, nag-withdraw, and then si Noy tumakbo. And then, nung tumakbo na siya, they need a spokesperson. Doon ako pumasok. Ayaw sa akin ni Noy, actually.
Kasi, ooh, why is that?
I was the lawyer of June Lozada in the MBNZTE hearing.
Oh!
So, okay. Behind June Lozada, I asked, and then I recruited Neri Colmenares to be my co-counsel. So, and that's funny. That's why si Neri, who's, ang tawag sa kanya, komunista, ang tawag sa akin, kapitalista. We're friends, eh. So, but, the one meeting namin, first hearing ni June Lozada, ang nangyari, lahat ng senador lumapit sa kanya. Si Ping, si Noy, and some others, si Lamar. So nag-uusap sila, but at some point, I needed to draw June Lozada back kasi ipiprepare ko muna sa Senate hearing. So I told them, senators, I have to ask for your indulgence. I need to talk to my client kung pwedeng, can we end this conversation? Apparently, ang kwento sa akin, in hindsight, napikon daw, hindi nagustuhan ni Noy yung sinabi ko. So, hindi ko alam yon. So, nangyari na yon. And then, nung kinoconsider na ako, ang sabi sa akin ni Yoli, when I was being considered, Edwin, may atraso ka kay Noy. Ano yun? Anong atraso ko? Binastos mo raw siya sa Senate hearing? Ano yun? Kailan? Yung nag-meet kayo with June Lozada? Huh? Na parang he felt offended. So what I did, I went to him at one meeting sa Balay and sabi ko, no, if I offended you, I apologize. I didn't mean it. I just wanted to talk to June Lozada at that point. Ayun lang, sorry ako. And after that, the next day, sabi ni Yoli, oh, Edwin, ikaw na ang spokesperson.
Ganun kabilis.
Ganun na kabilis. So naging spokesperson. I didn't know him. I met him several times. I spoke to him nung ZT hearing sa phone. Pero yan pala, may kinikim-kim siyang sa manong loob pala sa meeting namin with June Lozada. But that was so, ano, nung nag-apologize ako, mabilis lang. And I think that was also that time na nag-selfie yata si Abby Kinoy, meeting din sa Balay, sa labas, nagsigarilyo kayo. I remember, nag-usap kayo.
Si Abby, oh, gumaganon. So, ayun, what about you, Abby?
Ako naman, you know, as EL mentioned, I have a friend, Marga, and I have a friend that, you know, volunteered for the campaign, and sabi niya, I think we need a lawyer in the media unit. So ako naman, sabi ko, okay, so how can I help? Because at the time, prior to that, parang, you know, I was just very apolitical. Parang kebs ang lola, nagtatrabaho, ganyan. I was a young mother then. So I was, and then I got that, sabi niya, do you want to help? So ako naman, nagpaalam ako dun sa mga boss ko sa law firm. Actually, my boss in the law firm was the former MPRCB chair, si Attorney Toto Villarreal. So, nagpaalam ako, sabi niya, sige, paghihira muna kita sa kampanya, okay lang naman, balik ka na lang after. Parang it was really parang sandali lang yan. And then Sir Won, I got 3 offers actually to join the staffs of government offices. One was from EL, one from EL, The second was from Manolo, and then a third from another colleague of ours. So it was just a happy coincidence that si Sir 75 wanted to have a different approach to communications. Medyo West Wing yung gusto niyang ano. So EL and then Manolo and then Ricky joined. So I said, parang sige, parang I like naman the work here. So I'll stay with them. And initially, it was really staff level that I was looking at. Alam mo na, parang let's put our pagiging obsessive compulsive to good use, di ba? For other people. And it was just, it was not in the cards talaga in the beginning, di ba, EL? It wasn't, I mean, being deputy presidential spokesperson was not in the cards. Ang ganun ka. And then, when he realized that it was a job that needed support from other, you know, spokespersons also, ano yan eh, kasi kawawa siya in the first month. Kawawa, talagang siya lang nagpa-presscon, siya lang nag-radio, siya lang sumasagot ng lahat ng calls from everybody. So I guess, tinubuan ng puting buhok yung lolo ko. At he asked for permission if he could get help. But because it was such a unique position that way, of course, si 75 had to sign off. But at that point, hindi niya ako kilala. As in, hindi pa kami nagkita kami, but you know, nagpa-picture ako sa kanya nung kampanya. But I really had not spoken to him. Nakikita niya ako kasi nga staffs ako, di ba? San-san ako lang nandyan, nagta-type, ganyan. But, you know, he didn't really know me as in know me. He knew that I was just one of those volunteers. And funny nga, I was thinking about it. Parang hindi rin naman yata tinanong ni 75 kung ano bang pagmumukha niyang taong yan. Basta he just depended and, you know, EL said she's a lawyer, she's part of the media unit. So I think kaya naman niya. I think there were three choices and he picked me out of that. So, ayun. So that's how it
just
started.
Lang, just to echo what Abby said, this was the first administration na talagang 24/7 yung news cycle eh. Yung dati, di ba, fix yung news cycle mo. So ito naman, talagang 24/7, no? Meron kang umagang radio, tas may social media ka. So talagang wala na yung 9 to 5 na news eh. So tapos sa gabi, may interview pa sa TV. Sabi ko, hindi ko kaya to. Tapos babanata ka pa sa tabloid. Meron pang chismis na, ang dami pang sasabihin sa'yo sa chismis. In the first month, you know, sa akin, the first 2 weeks in working as spokesperson were the most traumatic because really, this wasn't my world. My world was a lawyer talking to, and during the campaign, madali lang yung trabaho doon eh. So, but nung nag-ano talaga, sabi ko, hindi ko to kaya. I was very realistic. Sabi ko, sir, I need help. No? So I wrote on, text lang actually. Tinext ko lang si we call him 75. No? Tinext ko lang si 75. Sabi ko, sir, may I ask for assistance? No? Because it's really a very grueling job. So I gave 3 names. The 2 names were his staff members from the Senate, and the third one was Abby. And he decided, okay, get Abby. The 2, I need them for other purposes. So, siya yung kinuha, and then that was it. And so, after we said, ikaw nang deputy, so he observed the press briefing, mga ganon, tinitingnan. So, nung siya naman nagbigay ng briefing, ino-observe ko siya, conscious na conscious sa akin, syempre. Eh, siyempre, nahihiya siya, di ba? So,
so but ayun, that's it. Sige, sir. Okay. Ayun. Kasi I was just going to ask, in light of how you were recruited and then yung style nga in how you were doing this na napaka-professional, because you were in all, for all intents and purposes, considered instruments niya, no? In communicating policy to the people, in letting people know what he thought. Was he very clear in how he wanted something presented? Or minsan, nag-fill in the blanks na lang kayo na pag-ambush interview na, okay, mukhang ito yung gusto niyang sabihin namin.
No, pag may instances kami, we have a regular meeting, and Abby knows this, may regular meeting kami kay Pinoy, at there will be an instance, sige, labas ng, anong sa tingin yung matatanoy ng media. So we will be anticipating, these are the questions that the media will be asking. very clear ang mga sagot niya, but for some instructions, mga sagot niya, hindi masyadong clear. Sabi, sir, just to be clear, is this what you wanted to convey? Talagang just to make sure na tama ang intindi ko, I will say it. Oh, sige, yun, hindi, palitan mo, ganun. It's that simple. Pero ang sa totoo lang, it's fun to be there. Alam mo kasi ang nakakatawa niyan, syempre, we ask the worst questions, no? Kung kahit na ano. So talagang, yung mga sagot niya, nakakatawa rin minsan. Talagang yung nakikita mong formal, yung talagang maayos magsumagot. Pag sa practice, ay hindi ganun yan. Na maloko rin si Pinoy pag nagbibiruan, may kasamang konting mura, yung mga ganun klase. It's very fun to be with. Lalo na pag medyo may downtime, no? Pero pag may situations talaga na talagang mahirap yung issue, talagang seryosohan ang pag-uusap mo. Especially kung talagang yung talagang hinahanap ng media yung mga sagot. We really push him. Sir, medyo hindi yan kakagatin. Sir, medyo, would you like to be more specific? Yung mga ganong klase, just to really get the best out of the responses. And in that way, maganda kasi, yung talagang, kaya meron kaming credibility sa press corps. Kami ni Abby. Kasi pag sinabi sa amin, kung anong sasabihin namin, alam nila yung talagang inisip ni Pangulo. Hindi kami sabi nga niya, itong utos sa amin kasi may mga situations na hindi namin alam. Just say na, I don't know. I'll get back to you. Di ba? Mga ganun ka. Don't lie. Sabi niya, huwag kayong magsisinungaling. Hindi pwedeng sinungaling tayo. In fact, one of my earliest interviews, I was immediately, I don't know why media is so fascinated with, will you lie for the president? I don't know bakit ganun marga yung mga tanong ng mga reporters. Parang, trabaho ba ng spokesperson na kailangan magsinungaling, kaya dapat meron kayong presumption na magsisinungaling kami. Parang, kung maintindihan yung ganung klaseng attitude na, or maybe based on their experience, they will obfuscate, no? At the very least, we were very clear sa amin, pag hindi namin alam, say, hindi namin alam, we'll get back to you. Yun ang ano, ganun kasimple yung instruction sa amin.
Oo, bawal mag-fill in the blanks kay sir. Bawal. Kasi pag narinig niyang nag-invento ka, tatawagan ka niya the next day eh. Pag nabasa niya
yung balik.
Oo, sasabihin niya talaga na bakit ganito? I mean, he's very straightforward that way. So if he feels that, kasi yun, apat yan eh, apat yung bilin niya sa amin, na don't lie, don't lie, if you do not know, say you do not know, and get back to them. And yung third niya is, huwag mo kong pangungunahan, ayaw niya ng ganyan, na kahit alam mo, kailangan siya yung magsabi. So, huwag mo kong pangungunahan, and then yung pang-apat niya is, what is that? If you know, but you cannot say it honestly. Na I'm not at liberty to discuss that. So yun yung lagi niyang sinasabi sa amin. From the very beginning, he was very, very straight about his conditions.
Pero alam mo, I'll tell you something. Yung buhay sa kampanya mas masarap because sa kampanya, ako ang bearer of good news kay Noy. Kasi as the spokesperson, syempre ikaw ang unang kukunin ng comment ng mga reporters. I get advanced copy of the SWS and the Pulse Asia. So kunyari, ito lalabas ang Pulse Asia, no? One day, and you know this, no? One day bibigay sa akin 'yan. So kahit hingi ng comment ko. So ang gagawin ko, tatawagan ko si Noy. Pag alam niyang tumawag ako, alam na niya kaagad, Edwin, good news ba 'yan? Yes sir, good news 'to. So the numbers were always positive nung panahon ng kampanya. Maganda yung numbers niya, except for December na nagdikit si Senator Villar at saka si Noy by 3 points. Doon na medyo nag-worry lang. But after that, yung survey, come January, tuloy-tuloy yung good news. So every time I call at least Senator Noy Aquino at that time, pag tumatawag kong every Sunday, good news sa kanya yan. So parang when I call him, when I text him, good news yan kasi nga, yung numbers ng survey, very, very positive talaga. Kaya happy siya kung naririnig niya ako. Si Edwin yan, good news na yan. Ganun ka ano. Kasarap ang buhay ko ng spokesperson ng campaign.
Gusto ko rin namin makasagap ng mga funny stories. Kasi yung mga stories from the staff that we've read, ang daming they made him human in our they made Pinoy very human in our eyes. Can you share with us yung mga funny stories that you've witnessed yourself na hindi pa lumalabas? Nakasismosa.
Alam mo si pag may downtime after a meeting yan, talaga ang paborito niyang bibiruin talaga. Ay, ito pala one time. So nagdi-discuss kami nung issue nga ng division of the communications office. At that time, wala pa ang PCDSPO, wala pa ang, there's only one unit, OPS, Office of Presidential Spokesperson, kami lang nun. So early on, kaya wala nung inauguration, nung nag-announce in June something yun eh, in-announce na yung roster ng cabinet secretaries, hindi in-announce si Karandang, hindi in-announce si Sunny Coloma, hindi rin in-announce si Manolo Quezon, we were building it. Kasi, so nung naging, when we nag-assume na ng office lahat, one time nag-meeting kami, so pinag-uusapan yung meeting ng nung structure. After the meeting, sabi niya, oy, dito tayo matulog. Sabi niya, Karandang, eh, he calls me La Sherda eh. Pag kami lang, La Sherda, I don't know for one reason, dahil mahaba ang pangalan ko. He prefers, La Sherda, yung mga ganun, yung mga, Karandang, yung mga ganun, di ba? Sunny, yung mga. So, La Sherda, yan. Quezon, Karandang. Si Abby hindi niya niyayaya kasi nga babae. So, very gentleman si Pinoy eh. Sabi niya, tulog tayo ngayon dito sa palasyo ah. May multo, patapangan tayo, lalabas ako ng katri dito. Matulog tayo sa palasyo. Eh, alam niyo, famous for ghosts. Sige, sir, oo. Tapos pagka, sige, takbuhan na kami, umalis na kami, umuwi na kami. Mahiling mag-aya si Pinoy matulog sa palasyo. Eh, kasi naman kilala mo.
Ghost hunting?
Oo. Sa palasyo.
Ano yan? Anong klase?
Ay, yung buhay o yung nanay? O yung buhay?
Sure ako dun sa buhay ngayon.
Hindi, siya. Kasi syempre maraming ghost stories about Malacanang that supposedly daw the ghost of President Quezon shows himself kapag may national crisis. Yung mga ganong things. So marami. And also because the rooms aren't always occupied. So si Sir mahilig siyang mang-dare. Na, sige ha, matutulog tayo dito. Bibigyan ko kayong 1,000 pesos. Para mo
ang laki.
Oo. Ganun yan. So, dapat, tas papatayin yung mga ilaw. So, mahilig siyang magbiro sa staff ng ganun. Kasi, syempre, he goes home to bahay pangarap. So, yun. Parang, I think, before people were asking him, why don't you stay inside the palace mismo? Kasi, yeah. Di ba, his mother chose to stay outside sa Arlegui. So siya naman, he chose to stay across the river in Bahay Pangarap. So, lagi siyang nagbibiro at nagyayaya ng staff or ng cabinet members na sige nga, dito nga tayo matulog. Tignan natin kung sino yung mata.
Mabiro siya. Yung talagang yung persona niya na nakikita niyo publicly na seryoso. Minsan lumalabas yung pagkabiro niya sa mga jokes niya. Yung, alam mo, nag-extemporaneous yan sa umpisa ng sa umpisa ng speech kasi yung speech naman niya naka-prompter eh. With some exceptions na hindi niya ginagamit but generally yung umpisa may extemporaneous eh. Mabirong tao si presidente pag downtime talaga. Yung paborito niya yung EA binibiro niya talaga, kinikiliti talaga niya. So talagang mahilig siya may mga jokes din yan. Minsan sa gitna ng meeting. Sandali lang ah. Lalabas niya yung kanyang cellphone. May babasahin siya inyong joke. Tapos kung may green na, pag green, hingi ng dispensa yan sa mga babae. Pasensya na. Kaya si Abby. Pasensya na Abby. Yan. May kukwento lang ako dito. Babasahin niya yung joke. Talagang.
Yung joke.
Yung joke talaga. Babasahin niya. Ganun siya ka.
Very tito.
Maano talaga siya. So talagang At sa mabait siya yung talagang he's and pag may pagkain siyang tsokolate sa kanyang tray, may tray siyang chocolate sa binibigay, inaabot niya talaga. O kain kayo ganyan.
Anong favorite niya chocolate?
Si Dime, di ba? Ano pa lang? Dime?
Yung D-I-M. Na yung color red. Na Pero, meron ka kasi siyang malaking bowl sa office niya na yung mga fun size na Nestle chocolate. Oo. So, nandun yun lahat. So, syempre, nung una, parang kailangan pa niyang magyaya na kuha kayo, di ba? Parang magkakayong meeting, konting sugar. Tapos nung tumatagal, napapansin niya na parang ang bilis yata maubos nun sumulat.
Maubos.
Tapos isang beses ginawa niya, nung palabas na kami, lalo yung mga favorite niya kasi kasama niya yung mga speechwriters, ano, bigla niyang pinatawag yung PSG. Tapos sabi niya, kapan mo nga lahat to? Tingnan natin kung sino. Sino yung mga nag-uwi ng tsokolate dyan? Ganun siya. So talagang pinatakot siya, tapos tawa siya ng tawa. So lahat sila, sir, wala ah. O siya, no, may ayun, no, tigam mo kita sa bulsa, oh, ang daming kinuha. Ganun.
At so, may kwento ako, one time na parang na ano, si presidente talaga, when you're meeting kami sa palasyo, minsan sa weekends, kailangan mag-meet sa Bahay Pangarap. Mm-hmm. Sa Bahay Pangarap, he's a generous host. Talagang, ang signal talaga, pwede nang kumain pag nag-aya siya, kasi kumain kayo. Pero one time, sa sobrang gutom ko talaga, I don't know for one reason or another, nakalimutan ko yung protocol. It's an unspoken protocol. Pizza. Gutom na gutom na ako. So, tumayo ako, kumuha ako ng pizza. Sabay ang tingin sa akin, kumuha ako, ang sama ng tingin sa akin. Pero kumakain ako nung nakita ako, tiniloy ko na lang kasi, pero ang sama ng tingin, nakalimutan ko, oo nga pala, dapat hintayin yung protocol na, I mean, siya mag-aya. Pero talaga sa sobrang gutom ko na, pero napakabait ni Noy, na Pinoy, na he really makes sure na yung pagkain handa, maayos yung pagkain, and hindi ka mauubusan ng one thing that he does talaga, he makes sure there's always food on the table. Na, you know, parang may kasabihan si Napoleon. Napoleon is a very famous saying, an army marches on its stomach. So, di ba, parang dapat, to work efficiently, your logistics should be fine, or your people should be well fed so that they can think properly. I suppose, dala rin niya yung gano'n na for us to be working efficiently, dapat maayos din yung paghanda sa inyong mga tao. And he cares for the people. Not only us, pati lahat ng staff. Kaya when we go out, minsan, taya niya lahat yung pag nag-aaya ng kumain. Taya niya talaga yung bayad. Napakabait.
Okay.
So, hindi
pero
siya,
alam mo,
ano,
funny yan kasi syempre kami, to a certain point, nasanay kami sa loob ng palasyo. Kasi nga, para kaming taong palasyo na kami nung mga panahon yun eh. Pero syempre, maraming people from other agencies na ipapatawag, magmi-meeting. Mm. Ano, ang lagi kong ginagawa, pinapanood ko yung faces nila pag naglalabas na ng merienda. Kasi syempre, parang you're in Malacanang, it should be 10-course degustation, ganyan. Mm. Eh kami, sanay kami kay sir. Alam namin yung mga snacks na gusto niya, di ba? Sanay na kami sa kanya. Nakakatawa talaga, isang beses, parang nagpa merienda kasi may meeting, hot dog in a bun, yung red. Tapos, hot dog bun. So, lahat kami talaga kain. Pero alam mo yung mga bago, parang, alam mo yung medyo may konting pang mamata na,
oo, bakit ganyan?
Bakit yan lang? Oo, bakit yan lang?
Oo, parang gano'n. Pero ay, ang tsaka, hot dog. Alam mo, natatawa
na. Sana nilagyan mo naman ng mustard,
charot. And may mayonnaise naman, di ba? Pero syempre, alam mo, they were expecting super bongga.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Even the
kasi
food,
presidential palace, ganun.
Oo, but even the food
palasyo
the,
eh.
Oo, reflected si 7-5. In fact, madalas yan magpa-shomai. Na parang, basta,
shomai though.
Very ano, basta what he likes to eat, he will share with everybody.
You know, one time, may meeting kami. It was a PNP, ano, nasa executive guest house pa. Kasi hindi pa kami lumilipat sa palace. Or the president hasn't moved to the palace. Yung office niya, nung first few months, nasa executive guest house. Eh. One time, may meeting kami na very, very serious discussion on the PNP. I forgot what the topic was. Tapos, medyo nagmamadali siya. Sabi ko, ba't siya nagmamadali? Papunta palabas-labas. Yan pala, guess what? Niyaya pala niya yung Vietnamese ambassador magluto ng show, ano the rolls, Vietnam spring rolls sa baba.
Oh.
Sa baba sa Vietnam's kitchen. So, nung tapos yung meeting, sabi niya, alika, punta tayo sa baba. Bakit, sir? Nandiyan yung Vietnamese ambassador, nagluto siya ng rolls para sa atin.
Cute!
Priorities, di ba?
No, and napakabait ng Vietnamese ambassador na yun. And he really cooked for
that
spring
so
rolls.
That's so cute, though.
Talagang, yeah. We really sabi, kain kayo. So, ang talaga, he's a ano siya talaga, mahilig sa pagkain. And talagang, we had a contest, how do you pronounce? Pho? Pho? Ito, ito si Abby, pating yung Vietnamese premier. Siya pang ginawang host. Pinarusahan siya, how do you pronounce the name of the Vietnamese president or the prime minister? So, struggle yun talaga. Kaya siya na-invite, the only one and only state dinner invited siya.
Grabe yan, sobrang akong na-stress dyan kasi I did not want to offend guests. So part of, di ba, you really need to pronounce their names correctly. So,
yes, right.
DFA, as in talagang phone, i-record nyo, padala nyo sa akin. I don't want anyone to go dun sa DFA. Please call the Vietnam Embassy here and ask them to pronounce it so para makita, diba? I mean, si Sir kasi also was very conscious of that. Nakakahiya naman na parang reception line tapos minamurder mo yung pangalan ng mga
bukas. Pangalan niya.
Oo, nakakahiya talaga. Kaya stress na stress ako noon after talaga nung Vietnam state visit na yon. Sabi ko, ayoko nang gawin to. Yung medyo mga UAE na, sabi ko, ayoko na, hindi ko na kaya.
Bahala na kayo. Imagine yung ko-okan mo.
Nakakatawa talaga. At saka, nakakatawa because apparently, hindi lang pala ako yung na-stress nung panahon na yon. Kasi si 7-5, sobra din siyang stress to make sure na tama. Oo, kasi may toast sila. So, kailangan, syempre, sabihin niya yung buong pangalan. So, nasi-stress din siya, ginangarang din niya yung mga tao na tamang pronunciation. Bawal maka-offend ng bisita.
Mika, bakit nga 7-5 again? Kasi you said you call him 7-5. But why was that picked as a nickname or handle?
A code. Or
the letters of his name, right? The number of
that's the security code of the PSG of former president for him. So all the siblings had a number assigned to them. His was 7-5.
Okay.
Pero why exactly it's 7-5? Wala. We don't know. Parang nobody
random?
Ever. I don't know eh.
May private jokes. Yan lang ba ang final passing grade niya? Yung mga ganun.
So since we spent a lot of time talking about food, I was just wondering how much weight did you guys gain during the administration?
I gained a lot, you know. One of the things that, and together with the stress, so, you know, every meeting namin may pagkain. We meet 10 in the morning, the first meeting is at 10. No? We don't meet regular big meetings, cabinet meetings, but we meet in daily, specific cabinet members would meet for specific issues. No? Kami ang comms, kami, we're all in all the clusters, there are about five or six clusters. Eh. And comms is required to be in all the cluster meetings. So for a cluster pattern, the SWD, they're separate. So every day there are meetings. In the morning, there's one meeting. In the afternoon, there will be around at the most two at least, and then three at the most. So in all those instances, kumakain ka. You're offered food. Talagang as in talagang. The thing was, alam na ng mga waiters doon, kung si Pinoy, regular Coke, ako Coke Zero. So alam ng mga waiter pag gaganon
ka
sa
waiter,
alam na nila. But it really you really grew big, tataba ka talaga, and to such an extent, and this was I never disclosed this publicly, I had to take a leave in 2014 because I had an angioplasty. So I know added complicated with the pressure at work, you know.
Ang bata mo pa noon, if you had your angioplasty, what, that 2014, 7 years ago, 52?
Something 51? Like that.
Oo, ang bata pa.
Yeah.
Yung pizza yan.
Hindi, ang daming pagkain. Sobrang daming pagkain talaga. And
yung tsokolate yun, yung tsokolate ni Pinay yun na kinuha mo.
Oh, ikaw pa lang.
I grew to, you know, parang umabot ako ng 190 pounds sa ano talaga. Sa trabaho, sa pagkain talagang. And then sa dami ng trabaho, you don't really find time to exercise talaga eh.
Tapos stress eating din. I suppose may stress eating factor, ano, pag stressed ka?
Oh, tapos pag ito yung maraming talagang trabaho, si Abby rin, si Abby, ewan ko si Abby. Abby can speak for herself.
Ano? Ang laman ng tawa.
Hindi, ano, ako naman parang naglulose, tas nag-gain. Kasi minsan meron akong, pag maraming trabaho, hindi ako kumakain. So, meron akong period na papayat, meron namang period sa parang, oh my God, mukha akong siopaw on TV. So, hindi na naman ako kakain. Mga ganong things. Pero, grabe yung mga yan. Alam nyo, isang beses, we were called Sunday evening, patulog na ako, tumawag si sir, may kailangan naming tumakbo. Nasa Zamboanga sila nito. So everybody had to report to the office. Eh kami, sanay kaming natutulog sa opisina eh. Pag meron talagang big thing, most of us just, okay, sige. So nung time na yon, we all went. So the QRT, yung quick reaction team, went to the office. Nasa NEB kaming lahat. Tapos yung expected naming mangyayari dapat that night, parang hindi na natuloy. So, nandun na kami. So, prepared na kaming matulog sa office. So, naglatag na ako ng ano. Meron na kami kasing mga sleeping bag para dun sa mga office. So, unahan na yan. At dalawa lang naman yung couch dun sa office namin. So, alangan namang agawan pa namin yung mga boss namin. So, naglatag na ako. Si Manolo was just there. So, siguro, dahil hindi nga siya comfortable, nagising ako ng mga 3 o'clock ng madaling araw. So, pagising ko, sarado yung mga ilaw. So sabi ko, shit, medyo nagpanik ako. Parang, wait, asan na yung mga tao? So talagang tumayo ako. Pagtingin ko, wala na yung mga kasama ko. Tapos parang mag-isa na ako dun sa buong office na madilim. So medyo nagpapanik na ako talagang, hala, saan sila nagpunta? Oh my God, anong nangyari? Patay na ba ako? As in, ganun na talaga yung panik ko. Oh my God, alam mo kung saan, umalis sila, alam mo saan sila nagpunta, naghanap sila ng pares ng alas 3 ng madaling araw.
Iniwan ka.
Oo, iniwan. Tapos it turns out, ang naiwan pala si Manolo at saka ako. Si Manolo was in the other room. Itong Manolo, dahil matatakutin din, nung nakita niyang madilim, tapos narinig niyang parang may naging isang kumakaluskos, nakalukbong na lang siya.
Mas natakot.
By the way, may multo sa office namin.
Meron talaga. Multo sa
office namin. Tatlo ang multo sa office namin because there are people in the office who can sense them. So talagang may isa nagsabi sa akin, sir, there's isang lalaki at sa isang bata. Ay, may isang batang babae sumusunod sa iyo. As in ganun. As in the morning yan, na sinabihan ako, eh ako na, wala akong nararamdaman, pero as in talaga alam nila. Kaya nga, pero in spite of that, ang our people would stay in the office until 8 or 9. They got used to the spirits, and also I suppose the spirits also got used to them. So talagang maayos ang pagsasama. But there was never walang takot ba. Pero alam na namin na nandoon sila. Pero parang kamusta na lang, parang nagpapasintabi na lang minsan-minsan. Ganun ka, pero talagang yung unang takot mo na meron, after a while, nawawala. You take them for granted na parang they're part of the building na. So, ganun ka, ano?
Oo, pero minsan kasi, lalo pag umaga, maaga kasi ako dumadating. So, basa pa yung buhok ko. Wala pang tao eh. So, syempre, naka-office clothes ka na. Wala pa akong makeup. Kaya minsan, pag may dumadating nang gugulat na lang ako ng tao, alam mo yung nakaganon yung buhok ko, tapos may papasok.
So ikaw yung isang multo.
Binibiro nila na ako yung white lady sa NEB. Kaya pag sinasabi nilang may little girl na maputi,
ikaw sa
dito, sure kayo yung little girl? Baka naman si Abby yung pandak lang.
Si Casper pala yun.
If you're new sa palasyo, kung bago ka sa palasyo, si Pinoy would say, may masang malaking tree sa labas ng entrance ng ano. It's called, balete ba yun, Abby? Yung ano, it's ang tawag namin sa
Nara,
tree.
Yung Nara. Kay Mr. Brown.
May kapre ang pangalan, Mr. Brown. So kung bago ka sa palasyo, he would say nandiyan si Mr. Brown. And it's a story talaga na talagang before us, yan na talaga ang kwentuhan. In fact, may nakita kami isang picture nga, may kumuha doon sa ibaba sa Bonifacio Hall, may kumuha ang picture talaga na pugot ang ulo.
Oh my God.
As in, sa picture. Meron kami, Abby, di ba, may picture na yun na merong isang tao nakatayo sa roster, sa podium, tapos puto ng ulo. We have that picture with that. Sabi ko, paano nangyari ito? So, pero those are the tagang common yan. It's a joke. Kami nagbibiruan kami niyan. So, talaga pag gumagabi na, talagang biruan na takutan niyan si Pinoy. Ilan takot ng staff niya yan lalo na.
Para tuloy Halloween tong episode natin.
Naging Halloween special.
Multo sa malakad niya.
No? Correct! Yan.
Okay, title for this episode, Multo sa Malakad Niya, featuring Abby Valt and Edwin Lasher.
Uy, baka anyway.
baka kuyugin tayo nung mga nasa
malakad. Kuyugin tayo nung totoong multo, wag na.
Ito, anyway, may tanong ako. So, since ang dami-daming anecdotes about Pinoy's generosity and kindness, what quirk naman or aspect of his personality drives you nuts?
Ako his yung ano.
Ikaw, Abby.
Muna. Hindi, boss, muna ka.
Data-driven siya talaga. He's na, alam mo, the smallest mistake in a paper, napapansin niya yun. Regardless, he can see and detect an error. At saka very data-driven. He always has a calculator at his beside him. Hindi ka magano when you're doing numbers, when a cabinet secretary is presenting, or anyone's presenting, ikakalculate niya talaga yan. Bibilangin niya at bibilangin niya at siguraduhin niya. Kaya nga minsan sabi namin, you know, this is a joke. Joke namin to. Kami-kami lang, kami, when we are there, mahilig niya kami tawagin eh. Kaya downtime, tatawagin niya kami. Tapos sasabihin niya, when we're talking about a law staff, parang feeling niya, mas magaling pa siya sa amin as ako, abogado, ang biroan namin ni Manolo. And now, siyempre, mababa ang boses. And now, it's Chief Justice Aquino talking. Tapos pag engineering naman, highways, nagkakwento, and now, it's the Chief Engineer Aquino talking. Yung mga, kasi alam niya, he's so conversant talaga. So, kung let's say, kung doctor naman, and now, it's a chief medical surgeon talking. Yung mga ganong klase, parang, yun yung mga kwento namin. Kasi, hindi siya, he's very well prepared. So, hindi siya, he doesn't BS when he talks about some stuff. Talaga alam niya yung bagay. So, para you have to come prepared talaga. Otherwise, kukuyugin ka talaga sa, yung sinasabi talagang thesis defense, yan yung nakakatakot talaga sa kanya. As kind as he is, as generous as he is, when it comes to the work, you have to be prepared talaga. Otherwise, he will ball you out talaga. And I've seen it done several times. Nagagalit siya. Mali ang figures, mali ang facts, simpleng bagay. Ba't nagkakamali? Yung tinatawag namin sa, it's a carryover from the time of President Ramos. It's called CSW or Complete Staff Work. Before it reaches to him, the CSW dapat maayos yan. Kung hindi, kawawa si PMS, kawawa kung yung cabinet na nag-present na yan, talagang, may lecture sermon talaga yan. Or sometimes he'll just walk out. Ayusin niyo muna yan, balikan niyo na ako kung okay na yan. Di ba? Abby?
Mm. So since we're on the subject, tanong na rin natin, what did you dislike most about Pinoy naman, working with him? Ano yung nakakairita sa kanya?
I don't like his smoking. Ayoko yung...
Understandable.
Hindi ako nagsisigarilyo kasi eh. So talagang pag nag-smoke na yan, I stay towards sa medyo malayo. Kasi ang kasama niya, si Abby, kung nag-smoke yan, sila Abby, sila Manolo, kasama na... Ayoko ng ano eh. So, but that's the thing. At first, yung unang, our initial difficulty was the way he talked. You won't understand him. Sometimes, parang kinakain niya yung words niya. But at some point, naintindihan na namin. Abby learned it earlier because she was transcribing mga speeches niya during the campaign. Eh. Pero sa amin, you really have to try to be, yung salita niya, kasi sometimes, tendency to speak so fast. Hindi mo makukuha. Pero over time, naintindihan na namin.
Nasanay na.
Nasanay na. But more than that, yung talagang ayoko yung nagsisigarilyo siya.
Ikaw, Abs.
Ako yung ano, parang laging, bakit? Yun yung question niya, bakit?
Parang ay, explain. Parang toddler. Di ba yung mga toddler? Bakit?
Why?
Why? Oo. Parang may sinabi ka sa kanya, ang lagi kanyang, parang lagi niyang kinakalkal. Hmm. Eh di ba minsan, pag alam mo yun, sabaw yung lola nyo. Parang ayaw ko mag-isip. Alam mo yung minsan may ganun.
Sa kanya, yun.
Sa kanya, hindi ka nag-iisip. Kailangan ma-defend mo sa kanya. Bawa, sabi mo sa kanya, sir, ano, I think we should go to, ano, we should go to this event. Or you should do this interview. Why? So, kailangan mong ipaliwanag sa kanya kung ano yung value. Kasi, syempre, all the, yung mga requests kasi for interviews go through several offices. But in the end, he asks us na parang ano bang tansya nyo dito, is it a good time, is it a good subject, ganyan. So minsan, parang, bakit mo ba ako tatanungin? E di, wag na lang. Alam mo yung gano'n.
Tapos pag na-explain mo na may why na naman.
Oo.
Pero at some point,
oo.
Pero at some point, di ba, at some point, alam na natin kung ayaw natin, huwag mo na ano eh. Eh, parang natuto ka na rin, di ba? Kung ayaw
niya. Wag na.
Oo. Kasi yung sa kanya, parang ang point niya, meron akong more or less 14 hours in a day. Diba? Hmm. Parang, kailangan i-justify nyo sa akin kung ano yung pupuno niyan. Why is that interview going to take up space in my 14-hour day when I could be doing this?
Hmm.
So, hindi sa kanya pwedeng yung, ay sir, si ano kasi yan? Si ano? Sino ba? Si Andrew Stevens. Something, or si ano yan, si Barack Obama yan, it will not fly with him. Hindi porket big ka na journalist or big ka na personality.
Ay, automatic na yes.
Oo, lalo yung mga courtesy call because we got that a lot na may visiting celebrity, whatever. So siya parang, anong value nun sa bayan yung courtesy
God,
call?
My God, si Dao Ming Suka, diba? Si F4.
Dati biniro ko siya kasi sabi ko, sir, sige na, parang awa niyo na. So, yung ano yon, sabi ko, sir, pupunta yung Backstreet Boys dito, pwede mo mag- biniro mo naman ako, di ba? Sabi ko, yes, sir, biro lang.
Hindi, nanunubok lang, baka lumusot, di ba? Malay mo.
Pero itong Backstreet Boys, sinulatan mo pa ng, ano, ng column yan, di ba? Naalala ko yun.
Oh, no, because someone from, I think, Business World, ba, or Business Mirror, wanted me to do a column on the concert na parang on economics.
Pero naalala mo, Abby, may ticket siya na in-invite sa Black Eyed Peas. Tayo ang pinapunta.
Oo, grabe talaga. Kami yung pinupunta niya. Parang,
kami yung pumunta niya.
Say ko, kilala mo ba yung Black Eyed Peas? Sure ka? May alam ka bang kanta nila?
Wala akong alam. So, ay, siyempre yung pumunta niya.
Basta pump it. Pump it.
Kasi, nahiya naman si 7-5 na parang nagbigay ng ticket. So, sabi niya, parang send a representative. Kasi normally, ganun naman yan. Pag meron siyang mga function na hindi mapuntahan, he'll send a member of the official family to go. Pero, you know, other people will go to, you know, the Bali Democracy Forum. Ganyan.
Black Eyed Peas.
Ito naman, ang next question ko sa inyo, bilang spokespersons ni Pinoy. What was the worst experience you've ever had with the media as spokespersons? Na talagang, gigil na gigil kayo.
I can no me yung behind the scenes no sa akin the most difficult behind the scenes conversation were two things.
Mm.
The first one was on the PDAF pork barrel, the pork barrel. We all felt, you know, there's always a reformist part of the cabinet, and we're all fundamentally reformist. We all felt that the pork barrel was something that needed to be abolished. But the president felt, because there's evidence to that, na maayos yung pag-Google niya ng kanyang pork barrel funds. In fact, Abby was tasked to document everything. Hinanap lahat yan. Maayos talaga. Soft project, hard project, lahat maayos. So in his ano, sa kanyang pananaw, maayos ang paggamit eh. Pwede natin gamitin ito ng maayos. But you know, there was a long debate. I can tell you, the debate was, it was so tiring. It about 4 to 6 hours on different days pa. Wow. Oh, Mon Jimenez, Butch Abad, Mar Rojas, me, and Mendras, I think, were there in that office just debating with him, sir, we need to abolish this, ano, this pork barrel. It doesn't work for us. The people are clamoring. It's being abused. It's being misused. Let's just abolish it. At talagang ilang araw yan. In fact, I remember it was so difficult na parang yung laban, hindi man laban, pero debate. You know, ito yung situation at behind the scenes. So we would debate. Once a decision has been made, go kami dyan. We follow only one voice. Tulad nung, let's say, I'll give an example. There was a debate on whether to let GMA go or not. As simple as that. It was not parang everybody was in agreement. Sige, let's hold GMA. Parang ganun. There's an honest and really lively debate na nagdi-discussion talaga. At some point, when he made the decision, no, she must be accountable for her actions. Then we all went along. Talagang sunod kami. There was no dissent pag nag-desisyon na. Pero sa loob yan, debate yan. So it was, and you talk about consensus building, talk about democracy. Within the cabinet, within the palace officials, talagang there was an honest, a president allowed debate to flourish. Yun, yung pork barrel was one. The other one was the mamasapan na thing na talagang he would call and explain to us all the situations and all that. There were several meetings. It was silly to the point talagang we already know talagang there was a lapse in judgment on some on the execution part. But talagang it was a long discussion on that. Pero talagang, you know, those are the two most tiring na ano,
draining talaga
na you feel the weight of government talaga on your shoulders. Talagang this is what public services, talagang hirap talaga ng, and people don't see that. People just, I mean, media would like to just criticize. And that's fine. That's the role of the fourth estate. Pero yung trabaho, ang may kasabihan nga kami, the public problems are like, it's like an iceberg eh. Only 10% of the problems of the country are visible. The 90% of the problems are solved already by government, but it's the 10% which is the most visible, which are the biggest, na talagang alalaman ng tao. Pero ang daing problema ang nasosolve yan. Pero ito yung dalawa sa akin, my experience, the most draining talaga sa akin.
Okay. Okay. Ikaw, Abby. Worst experience sa media?
I think not with media in as a personal, you know, problem or anything like that, because we went into the job knowing that the relationship was naturally adversarial. Diba? They're supposed to find out the truth. Ikaw naman, you're supposed to hold the line and give information at the right time. You can't, it's hindi ka man pwedeng ibigay mo lahat, diba? May timing din yung mga ganyang bagay. But for me, I think the worst media experience, and not because of journalists, I had to confirm the execution of 3 Filipinos in China. If you remember, that was, I think, 2012. And that was, kasi diba yung policy nila, when the convicts have been executed, walang public announcement, walang anything. They just send the government of that citizen the notification. So it was up to us to confirm, and syempre the family also had to be told prior to that. It was really the deaths, I think, that weighed on us. And I remember I had to be the one on camera on that day, so that felt me. Uh-huh. I couldn't explain it. It was really, really. Parang you could feel people's sadness, not just the families, but talagang everybody, because we were trying to appeal, diba? The vice president was sent to try to make appeals, but, you know, unfortunately, we can't save everybody. Pero talagang it doesn't, you know, one lost is always too many. Pero yun, for me, I will never forget that. It was really, really...
Ang bigat noon.
Mabigat. And everybody kasi was waiting for that announcement. Mm. Parang natuloy na ba or ano bang nangyari. But Mama. Conversely naman, di ba, we had the Mary Jane Veloso experience. Now, when the execution was stayed, ang saya naman ng tao, di ba?
Oo, grabe yung relief.
Oo, yung relief natin. So, but yun, that one, I will never forget. Those three Filipinos, when we had to confirm that.
Grabe. Bro, ito naman question ko. O game.
Ito ng FMA, nakakapagod na trabaho. Alam mo kailan? Na game. Usually, bagyo. Ooh. Hindi kami natulog. Ang announcement, yung bagyo. As in, gising kami, tapos may signal number 3 na. Yung unang beses yung when we were new in government, sino magde-declare ng suspension of classes? We didn't know. So, under the rules diyan, si ES ang magde-declare. But we couldn't reach ES. So, I called Volts. Ikaw na lang mag-declare. Mag-suspend. Parang, ano ba kasi yung matakaw? Galit na. I mean, it's already knock. Wala pang announcer. And it was raining hard. Yung mga gano'n. That was the first thing you learn from that. So, we had to create a protocol. Kung next time, pag nangyari ito, wag na natin pahirapan ng tao. As early as we can suspend, let's suspend. So, yun na naging trabaho namin. Pag may bagyo, hindi kami natutulog. Aabangan namin kung gaano kasama. You know, at that point, accurate ng weather prediction. Yun ang ayos, but at least you will have to wait or somebody will have to wake up ES. So, Abby will call up the EA of the ES. Yun, naging protocol na yan, and then we will make the announcement. Pero pag may bagyo, walang tulugan yan.
Uyat, oo. Talagang uyat.
Kaya pala, this is the anecdote. Kaya pala yung mga millennials na mga bata, yung college student, kilala kami ni Abby kasi we're famous pala. Apparently, abangan nyo yung announcement nila Sherda or ni Valde kung walang passport. That's, kilala nila sa amin. So, kilala namin kayo, kayong taga-announce ng suspension ng classes.
Kaya kayo lang ng mga bagets.
Ang cute, no?
Actually, ang cute, nakakatuwa. Kasi syempre, di ba, when you're young, you don't really have a notion. Di ba, kebs ka naman sa government. Pero, tama nga naman, suspension of classes. So, it was at that time that Twitter, we started using social media heavily for these things, di ba? So, talagang nakakapang nag-aabang sila. Minsan, may trabaho na sila ngayon. Parang sasabihin nila. Check pa rin daw sila kung may pasok when they go to Twitter, they check their account. Sabi ko, hindi ko na trabaho ngayon.